Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company, and we appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, folks, I want to thank the American Federation of Government Employees and the United Mine Workers of America, both supporting this program, and we appreciate that very much. We have on our website, www.theunionedge.com, a free app for your iPhone or your Android. That way, when you are listening to this radio program, you can listen to it via phone. It's really kind of neat. Hope you download it. Hope you enjoy it. Let us know what you think. Joining us today, we've got Doug Cunningham of Workers Independent News. Doug, welcome back.
Hey, brother. Happy Monday to you.
Always a pleasure, brother. Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. I understand Volkswagen Tennessee are back at it. For those of you who thought that Senator Corker was gaining charisma points within the universe of good and righteous people, stand by to see what this guy's going to do. What's going on?
Yeah, well, Volkswagen Group, you know, it's a long, twisted saga, but, you know, Volkswagen, which is union everywhere else except here in the state.
Yeah, we're the sweatshop.
Yeah, that's right. Down in Chattanooga, there were efforts been efforts for many years now, actually, by the UAW workers there that want a union to bring a union to that plant. There was talk that they were going to cooperate with the union and then not cooperate. And, you know, it's off and on. Well, anyway, the UAW decided to move ahead with one of the groups that work there, and that is a skilled trades unit there. And so they went ahead and they had a union election for that small unit. It's called micro units when this happens. Instead of everybody in the plant, there's a particular unit of workers that get an election and vote for a union. Well, they had a union. They got a union. But Volkswagen is refusing to negotiate. And Volkswagen's position, according to the company, is that they wanted, if there's going to be a union, they wanted all the workers in the bargaining unit, not this one small unit. So a U.S. appeals court on Monday today will hear Volkswagen Group of America's bid to upend that group of skilled trades workers and to basically eliminate that local, because Volkswagen contends that these micro units are not allowed under the law. And so they're going to go at it at the U.S. Court of Appeals in the D.C. Circuit.
Well, they're looking for a precedent, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And this is something, of course, you know, the employers have this right, you know, when the National Labor Relations Board rules on particular items, then some, you know, employers can go to the courts, the larger courts, federal courts, to get relief, then to appeal any decisions, and that's what Volkswagen's looking to do here. Mm-hmm. And if this appeals court hears the case and goes against workers or whatever, however it decides, it's going to be an important precedent in these micro units, and that could kick it up to an even higher court depending on the outcome of this thing. So we'll have to watch that and carefully and see how it does in court, see how Volkswagen does, see how the workers do. U.S. Court of Appeals, D.C. Circuit, and they're trying to overturn that local in Chattanooga.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you talked about this a little bit, but quite honestly, this has been a long, drawn-out thing. And, you know, Corker has interjected himself into the midst of this. We had other problems with politicians jumping up and down, ranting and raving. And quite frankly, like you said earlier, this is the only plant in the world that Volkswagen owns that is not unionized.
Yeah, I mean,
in China.
It's really just it's astounding, okay? And that goes to the point of what our laws allow in this country. Even companies have strong traditions of having unions in their shops in Europe, for example, in Germany. They do not, when they come here, they don't have a union because our laws are so weak that is allowed, and so they play by those laws. And instead of doing the right thing, which would be to do the same thing that they're doing in their home countries with unions, you know, they skirt around it because of our weak laws. And that's a failure of our politicians to really represent working families' interests in this country to make workers' rights as strong as they should be in America.
There you go. Doug, what else is going on?
Well, lots of stuff as usual. I mean, we have the Democrats in Congress pushing for a better deal. Now, of course, they're outgunned in Congress by the Republicans, so it's not likely to go anywhere immediately. But, however, they have a better deal labor plank now. calling for a few things. They want federal law to make public workers have at least as strong a right and freedom as collective bargaining is in the private sector, so they want that. They want a ban on anti-union right-to-work laws, and they want to strengthen the right to strike by banning scab replacement workers and curtailing anti-union campaigns by employers. Senator Chuck Schumer said that the Democrats are doubling down on the party's commitments to workers. And we'll see how doubled down the Dems really are, because I hope that they really walk the walk and not just talk the talk. Let's say, for example, through the midterm elections that are coming up next year. They do need to represent workers. They do need to double down on the party's commitments to working families. And this better deal that they're pushing in Congress, according to them, will do just that.
You know, Doug, it's kind of amazing to me. More and more we're seeing people stand up and say they want a union in their workplace. We know that polling in this country has consistently said that 65-75% of the population would have a union in their work, or would join a union in their workplace if it was available. You know, long and short, as corporate profits go up, as shareholder profits go up, workers' wages have remained the same or gone down.
And if you believe in workers' liberty in this country, if you believe in being free and exercising your will freely, free of intimidation, then you would be go along with strengthening our labor laws. Because I'm here to tell you, and anybody who's seen it can tell you, when there's a union election and the employer runs a vicious anti-union campaign, workers are scared, some of them terrified, to vote for the union. Now, how can you have in America a situation where somebody threatens your livelihood because of a particular way that you're going to vote? And that's what's happening with union elections.
I thought in this country our votes were a private thing.
Amen. I thought that too. And in some strict sense, they are private when they get around to it. But they beat you over the head for weeks and sometimes months at your workplace before you have the union election, scaring the bejesus out of you, talking about the plants are going to close, you're going to lose your job, the union's going to get in your pocket and take all your money. And dues. I mean, all kinds of terrible things are said. So how about this? How about neutrality? How about a law that says the employer can't do that because the employer holds your livelihood in their hands, and therefore that would be a coercive threat for them to beat you over the head with any anti-union propaganda? That would be a huge step in the right direction, because as you pointed out, polls show people support unions. Polls show if people could easily be in a union, they would be. But they get terrified because they're afraid they're going to lose the livelihoods that they and their families depend on. And that's what the message is that these companies bring to workers in these anti-union campaigns that are still allowed in this country. And I know firsthand from observing some of these things, and organizers can tell you, union organizers, workers themselves can tell you how intimidating it can be when this happens. It shouldn't be allowed in America.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Doug. It's a shame. It's a shame that politicians continuously sell out their constituents for a couple of bucks for their campaign. That's another story. We got about 2 minutes left. Anything else, Doug?
Wanted to mention that the AFL-CIO weighed in on this Republican tax plan that's in front of the Congress now, saying once again that it gives tax breaks to companies that have offshore jobs. Rich Trumka, the Labor Federation's president, saying no matter how the GOP spends it, the tax bill is nothing but giveaways to Wall Street, big corporations, and millionaires. And it's paid for, he says, and the AFL-CIO says, it's paid for on the backs of working people. And if real tax reform was done, it could actually put money back in the pockets of working people in a meaningful way. But the AFL-CIO says this is not that kind of plan. And Sacramento teachers are going to be striking Wednesday, November 8th, unless a contract is reached. That'll impact 40,000 students out there, 2,800 teachers. And it will be the first strike, if it happens, since 1989. It is set for this Wednesday, unless an agreement is reached on their new labor contract in Sacramento, California.
Wow, it's incredible. It never ceases to amaze me, but the process continues, and the more we engage in the process, the better off we are, because we get more and more wins. You know, what can I tell you?
You can't give up on liberty if you're an American. You got to keep standing for liberty, and that includes workers' rights.
And not just for yourself, but you got to stand up for everybody else's liberties too.
That's right. That's right. Everybody coming behind you, everybody that's not in a union. This is not about union. It's about worker rights, working family rights in the United States. That's what it's about, not just unions.
Absolutely. Doug, we got to get going, brother. How do we find out more?
WorkersIndependentNews.com. That's where you can see our work, my work, and others there. So check that out, and you'll see what we do every day. WorkersIndependentNews.com.
There you go. Talk to you soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio.